Sometimes after they sing, I just almost don't feel like getting up here. I just quoted you a verse a while ago, Matthew chapter number 1. If you want to turn there, Matthew chapter number 1. Maybe we want to just read this verse together this morning and just wallow in it for a little while. Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 21, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Well, that was a good singing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Guess that part in that song where it says it was my sin that held him there.
Amen.
I've been saved and on my way to heaven for a long time.
Bless the Lord.
And I think it's a little bit like that old song says, it just gets sweeter as the days go by. The longer I know him, the more I realize how little I deserve it. Verse number 21. The Bible said, and she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name, say it with me,
Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins. And thou shalt call his name, say it with me again,
Jesus.
Thou shalt call his name, say it with me again,
Jesus.
There's something about that name. Something very, very special about that name. It's at that name every tongue will confess. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Amen. If there's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved but Jesus. Let's say it together again. Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. We're going to magnify the name of Jesus this morning. Hey, it's not about being a Baptist. It's not about being a Methodist. It's not about, hey, it's about Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not about a concert or a show. It's about him this morning. I instruct every children's ministry worker, every one of them, what is the main thing? It's Jesus. I love they sang that song. There's just something about that name. That name inspires. That name infuriates. The name of Jesus. You can step up in a crowded room and holler Charlie to the top of your voice. And maybe two guys are there by the name of Charlie will turn. But you stand up and yell the name of Jesus. You'll have the attention of everyone present.
Amen.
I was standing in the doorway of Home Depot one day, and I was witnessing to a guy who used to come to church here. And another gentleman walked by, and as he did, I said the name of Jesus. And the guy went crazy. I mean, his eyes was bugged out of his head. He is a Muslim. And he wanted to kill me right there on the spot. And it was all I could do to keep my mouth shut and behave myself. I finally had to tell him, dude, I wasn't talking to you. I said the name of Jesus. And he turned around and stuck his finger in my face and said, he was nothing but a man. I got news for you. He was a man. But he was also God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And I say was, I don't mean past tense, he still is. Amen. He said, I am alive forevermore. Jesus. Let's just think about that name this morning. Jesus. I think when we say it, it gets his attention. Amen. It's because of Jesus I'm going to heaven when I die. It's because of Jesus my sins are gone. Amen. It's because of Jesus my children are in church this morning. Everything I have is because of him. And everything I have is due him and gives glory and honor to him. Hey, somebody ought to clap your hands together this morning and say, thank God for Jesus. You know where I should be this morning? Same place you should be.
Right.
We ought to be in a place called hell.
Amen.
But through the name of Jesus, I'm glad when I pray, it's not to Allah.
Amen.
Or Muhammad.
Amen.
Or Buddha.
Yeah.
Or any other little g god.
Amen.
But I'm glad when I pray just like the Bible said, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. You ever ran into anybody and they love to throw somebody's name around? In other words, I know so-and-so, and I know this person, and I know that person. They think it makes them that much more important because they know somebody who has a little fame or a little fortune, that kind of thing. Hey, I got news for you this morning. I know Jesus. I said it, let me say it again. I know Jesus. I know the Creator of heaven and earth. I know the very God of heaven this morning. His name is Jesus. Through His name, I find instant pardon. Instant pardon. You know what it means to be pardoned?
Amen.
It means you're guilty, but they turn you loose anyway.
Amen.
Let me say that again. It means you're guilty, but they turn you loose anyway. I'm glad one day, Brother Jesse, I came and I threw myself on the mercy of the Lord and I said, God, I'm guilty. I'm a sinner. I'm on my way to hell. And God said, pardon. Instant pardon. I'm glad I didn't get saved gradually. People talk about all these different steps to salvation. No, man. It's instant. When I got saved, when I bowed my head and confessed to God that I was a sinner, I got it all. That's all. Right then, right there. Listen, John said in 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 12, he said, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. Watch this. For His name's sake. Because of Jesus. The Bible said there's one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. For His name's sake, my sins are forgiven. I didn't get a little part of salvation today and a little bit more of salvation the next day. And as I went through a discipleship program, I got more and more saved. No, it didn't happen that way. I don't know about you, but I've been to the hospital when babies were born. My wife works in the baby department at the hospital. And you don't never get a leg one day and an arm the next day and a head the next day. Now when that baby's born, you get the whole thing. And I'm glad when I got born again, I got the whole thing. Somebody help me this morning. Hey, I thank God through His name, I find instant pardon. And not just in salvation, but day after day after day. Am I ringing? Or is it just my ears? Let me down just a tad. Day after day after day, I've come back not to get re-saved, but to get re-washed.
Amen.
Amen. Some of y'all, you only pray once a week. It's only when you come to church on Sunday and the song stirs your heart. You come to the altar and you cry and you pray. Hey, what about every day? Take a bath in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Thank God I can get instant pardon.
Amen.
When I sin. You say, what will God forgive you for? Anything.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been.
Yeah.
And you don't know what I've done.
That's right.
If I knew you and you knew me, we'd probably both walk out at the same time. Are y'all okay? Hey, we're just a bunch of sinners saved by God. I'm sick and tired of church where everybody's better than somebody else. Amen. Looking down their little spiritual noses at everybody with their arms crossed.
Yes, sir.
We okay? Every one of us are just sinners saved by God. If you're saved, you're just a sinner. People can't handle the truth anymore. Tell me how wonderful I am. Tell me how good I am. Pat you on the head and send you down the road. I'm going to tell you how wicked you are and how sorry you are. The Bible said there's none good. No, not one. All my righteousness is as filthy rag. But I'm glad when I get up next to Jesus. Brother Earl Hughes was my hero. I got to travel around the country and preach with him. It was one of the greatest honors of my life. Brother Earl preached here behind this pulpit many times. Went home to be with the Lord a few years ago. But standing right here in this pulpit one time, he said, somebody asked me, Earl, and he always clapped his hands like that, Earl.
Yeah.
If we could take all your thoughts and all your sin and put it up on that big screen up there for the world to see, what would you say about that? Brother Earl said, give me 5 minutes. You can put anything up there you want. Give me 5 minutes. He's an old mountain preacher. Country is cornbread. Had some of the best. We always called them Earl's pearls.
Yeah.
Earl's pearls. Little bits of wisdom. He said, give me 5 minutes and put anything up there you want. Yeah. What he's trying to say was you give me just a minute where I can get to the Lord and I'm bowing my face for him and I'm getting whatever it is you want to put up there. I get it under the blood and all you're going to have, thanks be unto God, is a blank screen.
Amen.
I'm glad I got a blank screen this morning.
Amen.
Amen. People may want to remember what you did. People may want to bring up what you did.
Sure.
I run into people all the time that say, how's Gary Austin? You know what they're doing? They're waiting on you to mess up.
Amen.
Bunch of wicked bunch
Amen.
Of just waiting on you to mess
Amen.
Up. They look at me like, tell me he ain't doing good. Tell me he slipped again. Tell me he fell. Hey, thanks be unto God. Hey, you can get under the blood. Just like you can get under the blood. And you can get under the blood just like anybody else can get under the blood. We like to do is categorize our sin.
Yeah. Right.
Well, at least I didn't do that.
Right. Yeah.
Or at least I didn't do this. Or at least I'm not like him. Or at least I'm not like her.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. I don't care who you're like. You need pardon just like any other.
Right. Yeah.
Any of the rest of us, we've all got to come to the same place.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says God is no respecter of person.
Amen.
If you get saved, you'll get saved the same
Amen.
Way.
Yes, sir.
Not of works, the Bible said, lest any man should boast. You'll come through the blood of Jesus Christ, or you won't come at all.
Amen.
Jesus said in John chapter number 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If there was another way, why would we have to die?
That's right.
Why Calvary? Why the crown of thorns?
Right.
Why the cat of nine tails? Why the spear through his side? Why all the suffering and the bleeding and the dying if there was another way? We're not riding a bicycle to heaven, friend.
Amen.
It's through the blood.
Amen.
What a name.
Amen.
Through the name of Jesus. Everything they want to remind you of, Brother Gary, at the mention of his name, God says, what are y'all talking about?
Amen.
What are y'all talking about?
Amen.
Me and Brother Stacy, I don't know where he went, but we're bad to get together and talk about what we used to do. Talk about how bad he used to be. I never was. All him, I promise you.
Amen.
But we get together and get to talking about that stuff, and sometimes I wonder if the Lord's not looking down from heaven going, what are y'all talking about?
Amen.
Thought we got all that behind us.
Amen.
Somebody don't say amen.
Amen.
There's some in here that ought to shout because they've been pardoned.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. There's some in here that ought to come to the altar and get pardoned.
Yeah.
All it takes is asking. The Bible said in Acts chapter number 3. Through faith in his name, have made this man strong.
Amen.
Something about that name, in that name,
Amen.
I find instant pardon.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart, I've heard many people say this. I've heard people say, Brother Todd, they felt like they got saved between the pew and the altar, before they ever got to the altar.
Yeah.
I believe that night in Brother J. Bice's front yard, as I started down, woo-hoo, I believe I was made whole before I hit the ground.
Amen.
I believe the time all Jesus needs is that surrender. All he needs is that humility of saying, God, I need you. Lord, without you, I'm nothing. Without you, the hell is my home. Hey, somebody ought to surrender. Find instant pardon.
Amen.
Oh, God, I can't get past this. It was almost crazy, Brother Robin. I was like, but Lord, you just don't know how bad I am. It's gone.
Amen.
Just like that. Man, that's grace.
Amen. Yeah.
And that's mercy. Thank God, every day I can find pardon for my sin.
Amen.
Instant pardon through His name. I asked the choir to sing that song this morning, bless your name. And we ought to bless His name.
Amen.
My wife's sitting here this morning. We just celebrated 33 years of marriage.
Amen.
You say, what do you say to that? I bless your name.
Amen.
I bless your name.
Yes, sir. Amen.
33 years. It's married to me. She's crazy.
Yeah.
Or he's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
I bless your name.
Yes, sir.
My daughter stood behind the piano. Behind my son-in-law this morning and said,
amen.
Something about that name. Amen. What do you say to that? Bless your name.
Amen.
Bless through his name.
Amen.
I find instant pardon.
Amen.
Thank God. John chapter number 14, verse number 13, Jesus said, and whatsoever you shall ask, what's what he said? In my name.
Amen.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Amen.
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In his name I found instant pardon. But through his name, I find inspired prayer.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but I count that as a promise.
Yeah.
And that makes me want to pray.
Yeah.
When Brother Anthony texted me this morning and he called Brother Tommy, and we were sitting out there beside my office, and Brother Anthony's saying, please pray for my wife. She's not doing good. Hey, I'm glad through inspired prayer, I could bow on my knees right there at my office and say, God, I can't get to Philadelphia, but you're already there. Lord, would you touch her and stop the bleeding? God can do it. There's preachers who claim they can do it, but they're liars. Are we okay this morning?
Yes.
If they really have the power to heal, they ought to be put in prison.
Amen.
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 They ought to be put in jail for mass murder.
Amen.
That's right.
They say, well, if you've got the faith, they ain't a kid at Children's Hospital this morning ain't got the faith.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
I put that place out of business.
Amen.
If I had that kind of power.
Yes.
But I know somebody who does.
Yes.
I have power in my hands to touch a cancer-ridden body and say, be healed, and it be healed. I don't have that power, but I'm serving one this morning who does have the power. And I have the access. The Bible said I can come boldly in my time of need. God, hey, inspired prayer. Something ought to inspire you to pray.
Amen.
You know what it takes for most people to pray? Something bad.
Yes, sir.
Something bad. Come on, but nobody ever calls me. They say, Brother Eddie, I want you to pray God keeps being so good to me. Nobody ever calls and tells me anything good, rarely.
Right.
It's always when something's wrong.
Right.
Would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? Hey, we ought to pray. And thank God when we ain't got nothing to pray about.
Amen.
We ought to pray and thank God that the bills are paid. We ought to pray and thank God that the kid's going to have something for Christmas. We ought to pray and thank God we ain't going to hell.
Amen.
He said, ask what you will. What will I? I prayed for that little girl sitting back right there. Like I ain't never prayed for nobody in my life. 7 years. 7 years of cancer free. God doesn't always heal.
Right.
I show him like it when he does.
Amen.
Ooh. What do you need to ask him for?
I'll
never forget Brother David Gibbs, a dear friend of mine. He's the president of the Christian Law Association. We preach together a couple times a year. I'll never forget something he said one time. He was talking about Elijah and Elisha. When Elijah was going off the scene, he asked Elisha, he said, what can I do for you? And Elisha said to Elijah, I want a double portion of your spirit. Anybody remember what Elijah said back to it? He said, you ask a hard thing. But nevertheless. Brother Gibbs said we ought to pull up to God's drive-thru and biggie size.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that as long as I live. I believe you were there when he said it. He said, we ought to pull up to God's drive-thru and biggie size.
Amen.
We're afraid that God just can't do this magnificent thing. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Amen.
He'll never inspire us to pray.
Amen.
Amen. When we see an Ashley Hall,
yeah,
he'll get cancer.
Yeah.
Having babies that she ain't never supposed to have.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. And since she'll never have another child, she's proven them wrong twice. Or about to.
Yeah.
Ain't God good?
Amen.
We ought to biggie size it this morning.
Yeah.
We ought to come to God and say, God, I got a big order that needs to be filled. I've got a family member that's lost and on their way to hell. I've got a teenager that's out in the world. I've got a marriage that's on the rock. God, I've got a big deal for you this morning. Sometimes I think people ask other people to pray for them. And they fail to pray for them on their own self. Lord, slide up in this altar this morning. Well, Jason, how big a house would be? 20 rooms? I guarantee if we had one that had 20 rooms, we'd still be turning people away. Spinny size. I'll take that empty high school sitting over on Nebo Road. Are you listening? I wouldn't care if God gave us one of these hotels here in town. We'll take everybody he sends us. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I don't think our God's that small.
That's right.
If he's big enough to save us from our sins, what can't he do? Give it some thought this morning. We like to magnify our problems bigger than our God.
Amen. Yes.
We've got the binoculars turned around backwards.
Right.
We're looking through the wrong end.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes.
We're looking through the wrong end. You need to turn them things back around and get God magnified to his rightful place and realize that there is nothing that our God can't do. It's not a battle he can't overcome. It's not a sin he can't forgive. Somebody ought to be beside us this morning. Through his name, I found instant pardon, inspired prayer. And through his name, I found increasing power. I still believe in the power of God.
Amen.
I don't think they have to have a concert to stir somebody up. I believe in the old-fashioned power of God. I don't believe we've got to have a rock band. Are we okay this morning? I don't think we've got to have a praise and worship team. I think we've got to have the old-fashioned Holy Ghost of God. Whatever happened to that? People went to college and they learned how to do it without
them.
Why bother with the middleman? We've got it all figured out. We're going to quote a poem. We're going to sing a couple of hymns. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And just read them. Just read them in here. When church gets that predictable, then stop. I don't know what he's going to do. I just sit over there and try my best to stay out of his way. Say, help yourself, Lord. Help yourself. No place you're not welcome in this place this morning. Amen. Oh, if we could all just be like that. If we could all just say, God, you're welcome to go anywhere in my heart and my life you want to. Clean up whatever you want to clean up. Kick out whatever you want to kick out. Help yourself, Lord.
Amen.
Say that outwardly. But inwardly, it's like you can go anywhere but here.
Amen.
For all the power of God.
Amen.
I look out at these ladies. Victory Valley Rescue Ranch, and I think about, man, we just get to see the power of God unfold.
Amen.
Every single day, every single week. There's still power in the blood.
Amen.
There's still power in the blood. Hey, it's not in the name of Jason Crow. You know that?
Yeah.
Amen. It's the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said he hasn't given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
But of power.
Amen.
And of love.
Yes.
And of sound.
Amen.
I believe there's something very, very special about that name.
Amen.
What name? That name Jesus.
Amen.
That name Jesus. I believe it carries a lot of weight.
Amen.
I believe it gets heaven's attention. I believe it keeps sinners out of heaven.
Amen.
I believe it keeps mamas and daddies together.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand up for this. God, y'all, we'll just come back and see a little more of that. There's just something about that name. When's the last time you used it? Is it like a spare tire in your trunk? You don't pull it out until you got a flat? Maybe if we'd pull it out more often, we wouldn't have so many flames.
That's good.
I wonder if somebody ought to come get this altar this morning and say, God, I need to big size it. I've got a situation, God, that's too big for me, but I know it's not too big for you.
Yeah.
I need your help, God, because it's helpless. And without you, it's hopeless. Let's bow our heads all over the house.